Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of our services last Sunday at the California United Church of Christ. Last Sunday, of course, was Mother's Day, so it was a special service. Leading the service was Alan Martinson, and then three of our young men from our senior class gave tributes to mothers and to their mothers. So this is a great program, and we're glad you're listening. We also, of course, would invite you to be with us this morning, live and in person. Colton Folks will be leading our worship this morning, and he always has a fine message. We'd be glad to have you join us. Again, thank you for listening.
Let's stand for the call to worship. Where have we seen and not believed?
Where have you heard and not listened?
Open our inner eyes to your miracles, Holy God.
Open our inner ears to your amazing news.
Inspire us to see, believe, hear, and follow. Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 61, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Senior High Puppeteers lead our children's time.
Good morning. Thank you for coming today. Hello to our online friends, too. Have you hugged your mom today? If you haven't, please do that before you go to bed. Today is Mother's Day, but you probably already knew that. Did you know the Bible has lots to say about moms? Not all mothers love God, but the ones who do, the ones who teach you about God, have a special place in His heart. God made a promise to you to love and care about your moms and dads. The Bible says, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long life in the land of the Lord your God is giving you.
Does your mom carry a big purse? Let's think about what is usually inside. Something to hold money. She has to have that, right? A flashlight? Yep. Sometimes we are in the dark. Tissues? Something to wipe up spills or a runny nose. Chewing gum or something sweet when we might be upset or just need something sweet. A mirror, comb, or brush, just in case we need fixing up. Then, I know what almost every mom has, a cell phone, to let us know things, read Bible verses, and let her know you are okay.
Okay, so we have gone through mom's purse. Let's think about moms. They are strong, they give good advice, they can help with your homework or problems that you might have. They love you and give you hugs and kisses. They fix you yummy meals, wash your clothes, and can tell you about God and Jesus and the many stories in the Bible. Sometimes you may get mad at your mom, but moms are good and perfect gift to you.
Please bow your heads for prayer. Dear God, thank you for making our moms. We are thankful that they are always prepared to help us and guide us in the right path. Help us to honor, love, and obey, so they will be proud of us. We love you, moms. Amen. You may go back to your seats.
Our children's choir, God's Singers, sings I'm Something Special. Reads our morning scriptures, followed by Mother's Day tributes by three of our members who are also members of the senior class this year, Cody Schneider, Chase Trimble, and Adler Kestner.
The first lesson is from Proverbs 31, reading verses 25 through 31. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her at the gates. The second lesson is from John chapter 14, reading verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. The word of God for the people of God.
Today I want to talk about the one of the first mothers in the Bible, Eve, and how the characteristics she showed as a mother can still be seen in mothers today, especially in my own mom, Becky Schneider. When we hear about Eve in church, most people immediately think about the mistake that she made in the Garden of Eden when she ate the forbidden apple. But sometimes we forget that Eve was also the very first mother. She carried the responsibility of raising a family in a world that had become difficult and broken by sin. Even after failure, hardship, and pain entered the world, Eve continued to move forward with strength, love, and faith. That takes an incredible kind of mother. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. From the very beginning, God gave mothers an important and powerful role. One characteristic of Eve, which she showed, was perseverance. Life after Eden was not easy. She faced loss, heartbreak, and uncertainty, yet she kept going. She continued caring for her family and raising her children even during the difficult times. Mothers today still do the same thing. My mom shows perseverance every single day. Even when she is tired, stressed, or dealing with problems that no one else sees, she still puts our family first. She keeps the house moving, supports us, and makes sacrifices that often go unnoticed. Just like Eve had to keep moving forward through hardships, my mother does too. Another characteristic Eve showed was love. Even though the Bible does not describe every detail of her life as a mother, we know she loved her children deeply. A mother's love is one of the strongest gifts God ever created. It's protective, caring, and patient. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, love is patient, love is kind. My mother reflects the same kind of love. She is always there when I need encouragement, advice, or comfort. Whether it is helping me through challenges, celebrating accomplishments, or simply checking in on me after a long day, she shows love in ways that make a difference every single day. Eve also demonstrated strength. Imagine being the first woman and first mother trying to figure out how to raise children in a completely new and imperfect world. That took courage. Mothers today need that same courage. My mom has shown that strength countless times through hard situations and through times when things were not easy. Sometimes strength is not loud. Sometimes it looks like getting up every morning and continuing to care for others, even when you yourself are exhausted. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25 says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. That is the quiet strength that we need to see, and that is something I deeply admire in my mother. Another important characteristic is teaching and guidance. Mothers help shape the values and character of their children. Eve had the responsibility of teaching the next generation about God and about life. My mom does the same thing for me. She teaches me right from wrong, encourages me to work hard, and reminds me to stay faithful and respectful. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A lot of who I am today comes from the lessons my mother has taught me, not just through words, but also through her actions. Finally, Eve's story reminds us that the mothers are not perfect, and they don't have to be perfect. Eve made mistakes, but God still used her life for his purpose. That is important because sometimes we expect mothers to do everything perfectly. But what matters most is their love, their effort, and their faithfulness. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 reminds us, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. My mother may not be perfect, but she continually shows care, dedication, and love for our family, and that is something worth appreciating and honoring. Today, I want to thank God for mothers like Eve, who shows perseverance, love, strength, and guidance. And I especially want to thank him for my mother, Becky, who demonstrates those same qualities in my life every day. Mothers have one of the most important roles God has ever created, and they deserve more appreciation than they often receive. So as we leave today, let us remember to thank our mothers, not only for the big things they do, but also for the small sacrifices, quiet prayers, and everyday acts of love that shape our lives. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. My name is Chase Trimble, and today I wanted to take a moment to talk about a mother from the Bible who reminds me a lot of my own mom, and that's Hannah. In the Bible, Hannah is known for her faith, her persistence in prayer, and the love she had for her child. Before she had Samuel, Hannah faced years of disappointment and hardships. But through it all, she continued to trust God and remained faithful in prayer. Eventually, God blessed her with a son, and Hannah promised to raise him to serve the Lord. Her influence helped shape Samuel into one of the great spiritual leaders in the Bible. When I think about Hannah, I think about my own mom because I see many of those same qualities in her. A lot of times, mothers sacrifice more than we realize. They work hard, stay patient, encourage us when we are struggling, and continue loving us even on our worst days. Many of the things moms do happen quietly and behind the scenes, but those things make a huge difference in all of our lives. When I think of how Hannah sacrificed her long-awaited son to God, I can't help but think of all the sacrifices my own mother has made. My mom sacrificed so much of her time traveling from ballgame to ballgame when I was younger, and while that is not everyone's ideal weekend, she has never complained. Just like in our scripture lessons earlier, I thought of Proverbs 31. And verses 25 through 28 says, she's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. I think those verses perfectly describe what my mother does every single day. She leads with strength, wisdom, and love, even when life gets difficult. When I look at my mom, I see someone who has always tried to guide me in the right direction. She encourages me when I'm stressed, corrects me when I need it, and supports me even when things aren't easy. Like many moms, she puts others before herself more often than people probably notice. I also want to connect this to what Jesus says in John 14, verses 15 through 21. In verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commands." I think my mom shows that kind of love constantly, not just through her words, but through actions. She teaches me, cares for me, forgives me, and guides me. Later in the passage, Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." One thing I've realized is that mothers often reflect that comforting and guiding presence in our lives. They encourage us when we are discouraged, help us when we feel lost, and remind us that we are never alone. Jesus also says, "Because I live, you also will live." That gives us hope, and I think my mom often helps point me towards that hope through her strong faith and example. Today, I just want to thank all of the mothers here. Thank you for the sacrifices people don't always see, and thank you for the prayers that you pray for your children. Thank you for your patience, wisdom, encouragement, and love. And to my own mom, thank you for everything you've done for me. I know I wouldn't be the person I am today without your guidance, support, and faith. Happy Mother's Day, and thank you all.
Good morning. I picked Sarah from the Bible. I did some research, and when I read about Sarah, I didn't just see a woman from thousands of years ago. I saw a woman like my mom, a strong woman, a caring woman, a hardworking woman, a woman who keeps going even when life gets heavy. Sarah's story is not just about becoming the mother of nations. It's about enduring seasons that tested her heart, her patience, and her faith. And that kind of strength reminds me of my mom. Sarah walked through uncertainty for years. She left her home with Abraham, not knowing where God would lead them. She endured disappointment, waiting, heartbreak, and questions without easy answers. But she kept going. That's what strong women do, and that's what strong women do, and my mom shows that more than any woman I know. Sometimes strength looks like waking up early every morning, providing for your family, carrying burdens nobody sees, and still making sure everyone else is cared for. My mom has this strength even when she feels sick, tired, or just wants to give up. She keeps going. Even though Sarah had struggled at times, she still carried her heart of someone who deeply loved her family. Sarah often gave more than she received. She cared for others even when she felt that she needed cared for. Just like when my mom is hurting, she makes sure me as well as everyone around her isn't. She gives encouragement when she is tired. She keeps the family together through love, prayer, and sacrifice. The Bible honors women like that. In a world full of hatred, my mom pushes through and only gives love to others even when she feels like she wants to give up. Sarah waited for years for God's promise. During those years, life didn't stop. She was still work to do, responsibilities to carry, the people to take care of. Just like my mom, she doesn't quit. Just because life gets hard, she keeps pushing. She keeps working, worshiping, and praying. Because she trusts God's plan, as well as she has taught her kids to do the same. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn away from it. This is what my mom does. My mom works hard, not for recognition, but because she wants to give the best for her kids, even though me and my siblings don't thank her enough. For years, Sarah probably wondered if anyone understood her pain, but God saw every tear, every prayer, every moment of waiting. My mom is the same. Through the time she wants to give up or take a break from the real world and the curveball that God throws at her direction, God sees the sacrifices nobody applauds. He sees the strength behind the smile. He sees the caring heart and the hardworking hands. Sarah's story reminds me of my mom's. They both hold families together. They carry faith through difficult seasons. They love deeply and work tirelessly. When I read about Sarah, it reminded me of my mom, a strong, caring, hardworking woman whose life reflects the kind of faith and endurance God honors. I can't thank God enough for the hardworking, loving mom that he has blessed me with. Happy Mother's Day.
Three fine young men this morning dedicating this day to their mother. Thank you so much. You know, when I was thinking about this day, I looked in the Bible and I found Isaiah 66, verse 13. It says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Those are God's words. He is speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He's saying that as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Today we gather to celebrate mothers, women who have loved, sacrificed, prayed, encouraged, corrected, and carried burdens often unseen by others. Mother's Day is more than flowers. It's more than cards or family meals. It's a reminder of the powerful influence God gives us through a mother's heart. Some of the mothers here today are raising young children. Some have adult children. Some are grandmothers. Some are spiritual mothers who have poured wisdom and love into others. Some carry grief today because their mother is gone, or because motherhood has come through pain and loss. Yet in every circumstance, God sees you, He honors you, and He walks with you. Proverbs says she is clothed in strength and dignity. There is no doubt, real motherhood requires strength, not just physical strength, but emotional and spiritual strength. Mothers stay awake through sleepless nights, carry worries nobody else hears, and continues loving even when exhausted. The world often sees strength as power or success, but God sees strength differently. True strength is found in faithfulness. It is in continuing to pray when answers have not yet come. It is continuing to love when life becomes difficult. It is standing firm in faith while carrying the needs of a family. Many mothers have held families together through prayer. Long before children understood it, there was a mother praying over them, crying out to God for protection, wisdom, and salvation. We should never underestimate the power of a praying mother. In Scripture, we see this in Hannah. She prayed through heartbreak, trusted God with her deepest pain. We see it in Mary, who trusted God even when she didn't fully understand His plan. Their strength came from dependence on God. The same God who strengthened them will strengthen mothers today. One of the clearest pictures of God's love is seen through a mother's love. A mother comforts. A mother forgives. A mother encourages. A mother sacrifices. These qualities reflect the heart of our Heavenly Father. Many of us learn compassion, grace, and tenderness through our mothers. Even imperfect mothers can leave a lasting fingerprint of love upon a child's heart. Sometimes mothers wonder if their daily work matters. Changing diapers, cleaning messes, driving to activities, preparing meals, offering advice, wiping tears. It can all seem ordinary, but ordinary acts done with love become holy acts in the hands of God. Never believe your labors are unnoticed. God sees every sacrifice. A mother may never fully know the impact of her faithfulness. You may not feel influential today. You might feel tired or unnoticed or discouraged. But God often does His greatest work through quiet faithfulness. Seeds planted in love eventually bear fruit. The Bible commands us to honor our fathers and mothers. Today is a wonderful opportunity to do just that. Thank the mothers who had encouraged you. Forgive the heat where healing is needed. Celebrate the women who helped shape your life. Encourage mothers who are weary. Support the single mothers carrying heavy burdens. Love grandmothers whose wisdom blesses families. Recognize spiritual mothers who mentor others in faith. Honor is not merely words. It is gratitude expressed through love and action. Motherhood is not easy, but it is sacred. To every mother here today, your prayers matter, your love matters, and your sacrifices matter. Your faithfulness matters. Even on days when you feel unseen, God sees you. And for all of us, may we thank God today for the mothers and mother figures He has placed in our lives. Let us cherish them, pray for them, encourage them, and honor them, not only today, but every day. I'd like to close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of mothers. Thank you for their love, sacrifice, strength, and faithfulness. Encourage those who are weary today. Comfort those who are grieving. Give wisdom to mothers raising children and peace to those carrying heavy burdens. Help us honor the mothers and spiritual mothers in our lives. May every home represented here be filled with your love and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. The song that Rhonda picked out for us this morning is hymn number 288, Happy the Home.